Why, oh why, are so many of my energies wasted, directed, at whinging about parking in Milton Keynes? I guess it just doesn't make sense. Milton Keynes car parks are so vital because Milton Keynes has been built as a city you have to drive around. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And at the train station in particular, Milton Keynes Partnership have created this almost impossible puzzle where the spaces are too small for people's cars as they are now. People's cars are bigger, whether we like it or not. From people carriers to 4x4s, they just don't fit. Yeah, it keeps edging up and edging up. I'm going to speak to a car parking attendant. Hiya. I was wondering as to why the spaces are so small. And is it just cars have got bigger, do you think?
Well, that's the standard size of parking space. Parking bay, it's just the cars got wider, especially the 4x4s.
I know, more people in 4x4s, more people in people carriers.
Yeah. If you measure it, I don't think it'll be any different than any other in Milton Keynes.
You reckon? It's weird when you think about a city like Milton Keynes that's designed to be driven around almost.
Yeah, but the trouble with that is it was planned a long time ago, weren't it?
Well,
and
yeah.
And things changed.
Cars were smaller, everybody was in minis.
And plus, for too many cars, the actual old grid system not going to work because there's too many cars now.
Exactly. So you think there's just going to be congestion in the future?
Well,
solid.
Well, yeah.
I guess that's the same everywhere. Is it my imagination as well? I mean, I kind of use this car park once every few weeks, but it seems to have got more expensive, crept up.
Yeah, this is the cheapest long stay you'll get. All the others are £7.50 onwards. This is £5.50.
I know, but I'm sure last week it was £4.50.
It went up from £4.50 to £5.50, and it went up the year before.
Yeah,
Other than that, it was steady for about 5 years before they put it up.
Right.
But like everything else, costs for everything goes up.
I know.
And there's always the public that cops for it, really.
What with that on top of the train, I'm almost thinking it's cheaper for me to drive to London now, though, than get the train.
Right.
And they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, I think.
But the trouble is, it's actually going to London and finding somewhere to park.
There is that.
And then you probably you probably pay twice as much parking as well.
I guess if you brought a Londoner here, you'd go £5.50 a day. It's £5.50 an hour where we are. You go a little bit north of Coventry, and it's about £2 a day. I've seen some car parks. So is it massive? Do you do a lot of ticketing?
Very seldom you get a ticket here.
Little people.
I average about one a month.
One ticket a month in this car park?
Yeah, because...
You don't get paid by the ticket, then?
No, do we? If I ever get paid by a ticket, I'll be really looking hard.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, to be honest. Yes.
Well, you're definitely one of the happiest parking attendants around here. Is that because you don't have to ticket much? No angst, because no one's here?
There are two companies in there. There's council and there's English Partnership. But actually, it's not English Partnership. They've changed the name to Community Summit.
Something that sounds nicer.
Yeah. The same people, everything, except they changed the name.
So who do you work for?
I work for the English Partnership Community, whatever.
So you can't remember what they've changed the name to? So are you guys happier than the council?
Yeah, well, we get paid a little bit more.
Okay.
And we're not ticket orientated.
Whereas the council's ticket orientated, they get a little bit of a kickback from each ticket they give.
Well, put it this way, NCP, they changed the name now, haven't they, to SL Summit.
Yeah.
They actually, this council who tells them what to do, and they have to hit the council targets. If they don't hit the council targets, they get fined.
Right.
So I don't know what goes on.
No, who does?
But they have to get a certain amount.
That's quite interesting that there's a target for people, because they know people park illegally.
It's not a target as such.
They've got to earn a certain amount of money from tickets.
No. What it is, the money they earn for tickets, as far as I know, I hope you're not taping this, are you?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I'm a blogger.
All right. Well, as far as I know, that NCP, I forgot the real name, they had to answer to council. But yeah. We only have to answer to the community, so and so, which they only want the area to be covered.
Gotcha. Well, you seem a lot happier in your job.
I am. It's easy. Any bad words for anybody, any asshole, it doesn't know, and it will.
Fair enough.
And well. But obviously, it's all down to what you said to him as well.
Exactly, you've got to be professional.
That's it.
You hear about traffic wardens and parking attendants getting ran over. So it's a dangerous job.
In
Northampton, it happened a couple of times.
Yeah, I believe so. Not long ago, neither, were it?
No,
yeah.
It's right. The guy tried to ticket the person parking illegally. He just jumped in his car, drove off with the traffic attendant on the bonnet.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I probably would have let go.
Yeah, I think I would have done,
What's up?
I've been doing it 6 years and I haven't had any problems at all.
6 years. No violence, no... It must have been a few...
Well, I had a few... I have aggressive people wanting to have a go on that, but nothing... Well, I can't angle. You know, it's just a matter of saying the right things. I mean, little simple things like if you're discussing and they start getting mad and that, all I say, well, you're not listening.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn around and walk away.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I walk away.
And
if I go, oh, forget it, you're not listening, and walk on.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference between attitude, little things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that diffuses the situation.
Yeah. Well, it helps. Yeah.
So is that your own initiative, or do you get trained to deal with angry people?
We go on a diversity course.
Okay, great. So that saves a lot of people.
Well, that don't mean
getting injured.
Any all of them take notice.
Yes.
Because some people take it personally.
Oh, interesting. Well, you should probably keep a blog yourself. If it was a little bit more exciting and you had more violent threats, it would make for interesting reading.
Yeah, well, I have no interest in reading.
Oh, fair enough.
I should plod on and...
Good luck. Have a lovely day.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
So, straight from the horse's mouth there. I thought he looked a little bit calm and relaxed when I went up and started talking to him. And I did have my iPhone with my spoffle... right in front of his face, and it was only about halfway through. He's like, "Are you recording this?" "Yes." "Oh, all right." And he had no problem with that, which is good, because I would have had to delete, which I have done on a couple of occasions when people suddenly realise the implications of what they've said, and I've got to kind of respect their privacy. But I didn't, I honoured his request not to be photographed on his face. He says, "Photograph me as I'm walking away." And, yeah, I'm just walking underneath the road in a kind of pedestrian tunnel. That would be luggage being towed by some commuter. And I have Milton Keynes Station in front of me. So that explains a little bit. It's interesting how he backtracked a bit. Why Milton Keynes Council seem to have targets and then they don't have targets. They have to ticket a certain amount of people. Very interesting. But he says this was designed a long time ago. Not designed for the traffic we have. Not designed for the cars we have. This is standard parking size all over Milton Keynes. And it's too small for the average car now. So realistically, I should just bring my motorbike in. But God, just holding this phone, it's getting a bit nippy. Head freeze. Just get a smaller car, maybe. Bonga mentally. Hopefully won't hear me say that. Anyway, I hope to be at Tuttle in the next hour and a half, see what the trains are like. Anyway, just get me in the warm.